Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Richard Friedman, the CEO with DFS Flooring in Southern California. Richard, how you doing?
Good, Kemp, and yourself?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about your acquisition earlier this month of Diversified Flooring. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's catch our listeners up. DFS Flooring, one of the top 10 Starnet members, commercial flooring contractor. What do you have? You got about 8 locations? How many locations you got now?
We now with Salt Lake have 9, Ken.
9 locations. Okay. You split your business. You're both in the product and installation business, and you're also in the maintenance business. Last time I interviewed you, you were telling me kind of the revenue split on that was about 85-15, but the EBITDA contribution was about the same, which I thought was interesting. Tell us how business is going.
Obviously, Kemp, the last 12 months during COVID has been a challenge. We were very focused on the tenant improvement and the corporate market, which obviously came to a standstill. We've had to reinvent ourselves and survive and go into other markets such as multifamily housing, more government work, and a big one for us has been modular housing. You know, that's been keeping the wheels churning for the last 12 months. Fortunately, in the last 2 to 3 months, we've definitely seen a rebound in the corporate environment and as well as hospitality. From a maintenance point of view, the majority of our clients and our customer base has been around the corporate environment. In the last 12 months, most of the corporate contracts we had were put on hold. So probably at this stage, based on the financial statements, our maintenance business is less than 10%, where P&I is probably closer to 90% of our overall volume.
Okay. Have you had to right size, you know, based on this dip due to COVID?
I'm very, very proud to say and tell everyone that we did not lay off, furlough, retrench or cut one person's compensation in the last 12 months. So we bit the bullet as DFS, but we did not affect any of our employees working for us. They all earned exactly what they earned the year before.
One thing I failed to mention, Richard, I've been looking forward to this interview. You're one of the smarter people that I know in the business, and I'm always enlightened by talking to you. This business out in L.A. started as Paul Singer Flooring in 59, and then it was Monroe Schneider for a while. DFS obviously stood for DuPont Flooring Systems, and then about 16 years ago, you bought it back from Koch, right?
Correct. Well, that's the time when DuPont sold their Invista division to Koch Industries. That is correct.
And now you expanded into the Salt Lake City area with Diversified Flooring. Talk about that decision.
You know, when I look at doing acquisitions, which I obviously did a lot when it was part of MSA and then even part of DuPont, what I learned very quickly is there are two things that matter when you do acquisitions. And that is number one, people, and number two, people. Looking at financial statements and looking at everything else around the operations, that is just history and, as far as I'm concerned, noise. What we were very fortunate about, and I've known them for a long time, Ken Clifford and Lee Westover are two great, great guys, been in business for over 30 years, run a very successful, good operation in Salt Lake City, and we basically got together, spoke about a strategy to expand in the Salt Lake City market. They have stayed on with me.
Okay.
They are going to be part of the overall operations going forward, and that was the reason for the acquisition.
I see. Do you have some customers that you have in an L.A. area that are also up there?
Correct. We have several customers that we've used, Ken and Lee, who, by the way, were also part of Starnet in the whole Utah area, and vice versa. They've used us in Southern California and Northern California to do their work over the past few years.
Both of them stay on with you, and you've developed an expansion plan. And are the sectors they serve similar to the ones you serve?
Very, very similar. Also focused primarily on corporate and to a certain extent hospitality. But like us, and I mentioned previously, had to do more work over the last 12 months in the multifamily gov-ed area. But the answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
The primary focus is corporate.
why don't you just get your take real quick? You know, the running joke nowadays when you talk to somebody like you is, so you're still independent, eh? I mean, there's been a lot of consolidation in the marketplace. Sounds to me like you're in expansion mode and you're going to continue to run it yourself, aren't you?
The answer is, Ken, I don't know what I would do if I had sold out. I'm too young to retire. I've got too much energy to retire.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I would fit in well in a big organization again, being told to do PowerPoint presentations and budgets and everything else.
Yeah, that's right.
So what I decided to do is do what I've been doing, you know, just expanding the DFS family and actually bringing on my son to work with me. My son, just a little bit of a background for you, was at Boston University, played number one tennis for them all 4 years.
Okay.
We took a year off to play professional tennis, decided that it was too difficult, went to the CPA with BDO, and then went into private equity and real estate. When he turned 30, he called me up and said he wanted to join me, and I said, welcome aboard.
All right.
So he at this stage is doing a lot of the work and allowing me to sit here talking to you.
Yeah, and you know what? It sounds like it's a chip off the old block, too. You're talking about tennis. You're talking about an accounting background. That's the same thing you've got, right?
Exactly, 100%. Except he's probably a better accountant and a better tennis player than me. I know he's a better tennis player than me. Accountant, we can debate.
All right. So now you have a next generation to hand the legacy business down to, right?
That is correct. And so, you know, to answer your question, there's no rush and there's no reason for me to be looking at not being independent anymore, quite honestly.
Yeah. Let's talk about Starnet. You've been an active member of them for a long time. And, you know, well, they haven't had any meetings, but you still get some value out of that organization, right?
Huge value. Mm-hmm. Even though they haven't had meetings, a lot of us that are Starnet members still speak to one another. You know, we exchanged reopening ideas on how to reopen the office, what is required. And more importantly, I've been speaking to them recently on the forgiveness of the PPP money that we all received.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, the advantage of Starnet, even though we haven't had meetings, we're still one big family that can exchange best practices and ideas with one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've missed the meeting, and I look forward to catching up. I guess we'll see you in the fall at that meeting, right?
Definitely. You and everyone else.
Yeah, look forward to meeting your son. What's his name?
Joshua Friedman.
All right, Joshua. Yeah. Okay, Richard, great to spend time with you. Congratulations on the acquisition of Diversified Flooring in Salt Lake City. I'm talking to Richard Friedman, the CEO with DFS Flooring, based in L.A., and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.